episode number 237, Cars Are Out of Storage.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we are for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Ready to go?
Oh yeah.
Cars are out of storage.
Yep.
Finally.
Yep.
Here in Detroit area, we had 60 degree plus weather this week.
Yep.
Which was perfect for pulling the cars out of storage.
Almost.
Oh, it was for me.
Yeah, for perfect. You, not for me.
Oh, I've been driving it all week.
Yeah.
Loving it.
I got mine out on Friday. Got out of work, zipped home.
Yeah.
Started putting the stuff back in that I took out of it, the floor mats, the rear tire inflator stuff. I like to take all that out. Just, I don't know why, moisture issues. I don't know, just peace of
mind. I started mine up and pulled it out.
Yeah, mine fired up pretty good too. Yeah. I was concerned that I didn't put a battery tender on it, but I did all right.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Started right up.
Put the tire pressure back down to what it was. You know, we talked about this, you know, what to do when you pull your car out of storage.
I had to actually inflate my tires because
really?
They went down to like 27 pounds.
I put mine up to like 45, 50.
Did you?
Yep.
Did they lose any air?
Some, but not much. I didn't change the oil, though, which I kind of felt bad about. I had intended to,
yeah.
But by the time I got the car ready, I was running out of time, and I'm like, okay, I can put it back in the garage and wait for another nice day, or I can take it out now. And so I took it out.
Good.
I still can't get any traction.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Nope.
The ground is still cold,
oh,
too.
Yeah. And the tire, I don't think I got the tire pressure set right.
And those tires you're running on there, man, those are like slicks.
Yeah. The Nitto NT05.
You think you'd be doing any better if you put the stock tires back on?
In this kind of weather, absolutely. But, yeah. You know, when it gets to 80 degrees or 70 degrees or so and the pavement soaks up a lot of heat, I think I'll do okay.
Some nice law there.
Well, actually, I lay down plenty of law when I can't get any traction. But one of our members, Guy is what we call him, he had a set of NT05s for probably the past year, and he lives out in California. He's pretty happy with them.
Oh, good.
They're a little noisy, you know, but then they're like the raciest street tire I think I've ever used.
I like to get your impressions of them in the rain and see how they...
You probably won't.
No?
No, because I don't think I'm able to drive the damn things in the rain.
Really?
Look online and see how much tread there is. There's like, it's more flat than lug, I guess, is I don't know what the right way to put it. It's an awesome tire. It's gotten great reviews. I just haven't been able to utilize them yet.
Yeah.
You know, I got 6 pounds of boost and cold traction and cold pavement and bad tire pressure and itchy gas pedal foot or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but it did. My big concern, my biggest concern was that the Borla header and no cats, at least when I'm off for off-road use only, and the exhaust system, I'd never driven it above 55 miles an hour because as soon as it was done, it went to SEMA, and then when it came back, it was in storage.
Yeah.
So I got on the highway expecting a really bad drone or anything. It was almost stock quiet.
Really?
I was amazed. I mean, if you
were
get
just
on
doing like a cruising speed of
80
what?
Miles an hour.
80?
90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
100 miles an hour.
I'm just talking about cruising speed.
Well, I tried them all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if you get on the throttle, you're going to hear it. But if you're just cruising, it's pretty quiet. It's louder than stock, but not by much. I was absolutely stunned and quite frankly thrilled because I didn't know what I was going to have to do to kill that drone. It'd drive me nuts.
Hmm.
You know, like some will resonate through the car like a tin can. Good stuff, man. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
So, you know, what did you do to yours?
Pulled mine out. Enjoyed a nice drive. Took it up to my local Chevy dealer and had the oil changed with some good old Mobil 1 synthetic.
Ooh, I should have done mine.
And that was a bad mistake because I actually ordered another car. Well, I was in the dealership. my lease is coming up on my Caddy, so I ordered a new Equinox.
A new Equinox.
Yeah.
All right.
That should be here in 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So it's kind of like, yeah, I need an oil change and whatever car
yeah,
you got.
Yeah, I saw John. I was like, okay, I'll order a car for him.
Yeah, John Trotto. He's, and how many, this is a Buff Whalen Chevrolet in Sterling Heights on
Van
Dyke.
One of the largest Chevy dealers in the country, too.
Yep, right here in Michigan. And how many Camaros did he have on the lot?
Over 50.
50.
Yeah.
And
it was an incredible sight. I love seeing that.
Did you get any pictures of it?
Lined up? No. Eh. They're lined up everywhere, but they're changing the sign out front, so they had to remove the cars from the front. But yeah.
50.
White ones and green ones and red and black and ones that said chick magnet on it. And it was a sight and something we haven't seen in many, many, many years.
What's that?
A Chevrolet dealership with Camaros. You know, they've been so hot. I mean, normally here in Michigan during the wintertime, you don't really sell sports cars too much just mm-hmm. because of the weather.
Yeah.
You know, but this is, man, the first sunny, you know, 50-degree day, everybody's looking for Corvettes and Camaros now. So they got plenty of them.
Speaking of which, there's a whole news blowout about is Camaro cannibalizing sales of the Corvette? And it's kind of getting blown out of proportion a touch. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be gentle here. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and they're saying that there's maybe a 2 to 3% variation, but Corvette sales were down in general anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, that came right from Fitzpatrick. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, so I just want to set the record straight that not really. The answer is not really.
Not really.
Not really. Corvettes are still king.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it.
Absolutely.
Did you see... we're just kind of skipping all over. Did you see the carbon fiber Z06 that they're going to offer? Isn't that thing bitching?
Z06 carbon, yes.
Oh, God. That's got to be awesome. Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
It's in the automotive news and future vehicle discussion section if you hadn't seen it yet. It's pretty sharp looking. It's
badass.
Oh, yeah. So our cars are out. Our question to you folks out there, dear listeners, is... If you had your Camaro in storage, did you bring it out yet? If not, why not? And if you did, what'd you do to prepare it?
Yeah, you know, did you wash yours yet?
Didn't need to.
Yeah,
the cover that I had was great. There's just a few pieces of dust here and there, and that was it.
Mine really didn't need to be washed, but when I got my oil changed, they washed my car for me at the dealer. So
yeah, I got to change.
Now there was ice on the windshield this morning.
Yeah. I guess that we got to talk about that too because it was beautiful on Friday. It was decent on Saturday, but then Sunday.
Chilly.
Now while we record this episode, it just sucks.
Yeah.
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 I don't even know what the temperature was. I wasn't even looking.
33 when I woke
33?
Up this morning.
Well,
that's
not too bad. I mean, the roads were dry. Just there was some ice on the windshield.
Yeah. It's not thrilling. I didn't get my car out. Hell no. Well, we'd like to hear from you because, Chris, I don't think we have any voicemails this week.
No, we do not.
We don't have any voicemails this week.
Nobody called in to talk about anything, not even comment on our Toyota what was that called? The simulator, the Toyota simulator last week that we played a couple times, once during the show and then once at the end of the show. That was just hilarious.
Here, hold on a second. Here.
Yeah, you're going to bring it up again.
Okay, close enough. Toyotasimulator.com. Yeah. I can't get enough of that.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah. All right, so...
Some other news tips this week. I don't know if this is... Well, this has been making the rounds in the Camaro circuit here. Oh,
boy, I don't want to talk about it. You handle this one.
Yeah, someone pulled into a... what was it, like a shopping center or something? This was like, oh, the convertible Camaro. Yet, as you immediately see the first picture... The convertible top has the shark fin from the XM radio and OnStar antenna. It's like, well, how the hell did that happen? And then upon closer inspection, no, this is not a convertible. This is a bastardized looking convertible top that someone put on a fifth gen Camaro.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
In so many different ways. what did you think when you first saw the picture?
Are you on drugs, or is this your naturally moronic self?
Yeah,
there.
Pretty
I had
much.
To find the right drop. You know, people do dumb things. We had an episode a long, long time ago, like within our first year doing this show, where we said, "What are the stupidest things you've ever seen on a car?" And boy, that would
does this rank up there?
Yeah, it's up there, and it is rank.
Ranks with the nitromethane only guy at the racetrack.
I found those pictures.
Oh my God!
I found those pictures. That guy was a douche. So yeah, it's a fake convertible top. It's really meant to be like that Brougham style top or whatever.
Ooh,
you know. But
but
keep in mind that the first gens had these as a factory option.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was the thing then. But
why would someone do that?
I've seen worse, but...
Well, that kind of leads us to another picture.
Right.
That actually GM released this week. And they released it on Facebook.
Well, just to be clear, it may lead to this.
May lead to this. Right.
We're going to find out.
Well, it's a picture of a Red Jewel Camaro taken from the front. And the only caption was, "What is different about this Camaro?" Now, just looking at it quickly, you really wouldn't notice anything.
Right.
Upon further inspection, it appears to be a convertible Camaro.
With the top down.
With the top down, because you can kind of see through the windshield.
And you really can't see anything as far as a roof line.
Exactly. Also, the hood looks a little bit bigger.
I don't know. I think that's perspective.
You think so?
I think it is. It's tough to tell
Let me bring it up here.
But what do people on Facebook, what are they saying? I mean, compare it with a picture of your car on the other screen you have there. I think it's lighting.
It's the lighting and the color of the car?
I think it may be. But I think the interesting, well, first of all, we know it's a V6.
Yes, because it says RS on it.
Right, and it doesn't have the SS front end.
Right.
No mail slot. I mean, we don't know it's a V6, but we're assuming it's a V6 based on that.
Yeah.
But we really can't see any roofline, period. So no. I'm going to do some Photoshopery on this image to see what
see
I can pull.
See if you can bring that out.
Yeah. What are the comments here on this Facebook entry on the official Chevrolet Camaro Facebook page?
Wow, it's, yeah.
Yeah? Let's hear some of them.
Okay.
Let's hear some.
One guy says, just convertible. Another says, big ass hood could only mean one thing, big ass supercharger. Oh, and another thing, it will be in my garage.
Wait. A big supercharger needs a big hood?
Yeah, apparently.
News to me.
Yeah. It's like the comments I get on my YouTube video all the time. Ugh.
You should link to that, too.
Oh, my God.
In the
God.
Show notes. What are the other comments?
Great looking RS.
That's nice, yeah.
Vert.
Good.
Looks like it's topless.
So's your mom.
This Camaro doesn't have a fold-away metal roof like other convertibles. Therefore, it's topless.
Uh-huh.
It's getting meaner as time passes.
Uh-huh.
The logo is a bit bigger in the picture.
Are they talking about the bow tie? Because the bow tie
what other
does
logo
look,
is
it? Well, the RS logo, you know.
Yeah.
But, well, anyway, Chris, you're going to post this in the show notes, right?
Yes.
Post
it's on the message board, yeah.
Right. You know, what are your thoughts? Do you think it's convertible? You think it's something else and it's just, you know, the angle doesn't show the roof line? I don't think that's the case. But the comments are pretty interesting, especially some of the ones that are just not logical.
Yeah, it doesn't have a radio antenna. That's what one person put, too.
I think at that angle you would see one.
Yeah.
It's a vert. Okay, all right, let's not BS each other or anybody else. It's a freaking convertible. Okay, the top is down.
It's got to be.
What else would it be? I'm still going to Photoshopery it.
Yeah.
Shoppery. There's some strange Photoshopery afoot.
Mm. Yeah.
So, all right. Let's move on. Yeah. We'll talk about this later on. Call in and tell us what you think. We'll get, you know, where's the number here? You want the number? Here's the number.
It's time for the threat.
Not even close. Here's the number.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
So we don't have any voicemails this week, but we do have an email.
Yeah, you want me to read this?
Yeah, let's go through this and get it out of the way.
This comes from 35th Anna Phil.
Oh, okay.
He says, "Hey guys, I really have to voice my opinion concerning the possible Z28 Camaro variant. You guys know that the LSA engine makes 556 horsepower and 551 pound-feet, and the 2011 Mustang GT500 now makes 550 and 510 with its all-new 5.4 aluminum block. My question is, since power figures play such a big role, if the LSA is the actual engine going into the Z28, one, will GM actually rate it at 6 horsepower more than the GT500? Come on, GM, that's not enough of a big gap. Number two, since Ford is expecting the LSA, should GM surprise Ford and put a detuned LS9 with around 575 to 625 horsepower in the Z28? I think so. We'll reply next week as to why. Don't forget Ford has the 750 horsepower Super Snake. Thanks, guys. 35th Anna Phil, P-H-I-L. Thanks, Phil.
Cool.
Philippe. This is there he is.
It's anybody's guess, I think.
Yeah, but let's just cost is going to be a factor. I mean, cost is
Do you want to pay $75,000 for a Camaro?
Because I got to think that that 750 horsepower Ford Super Snake is an extremely limited edition, and exactly. It probably isn't going to be within even $50,000, $60,000.
You're getting into Corvette range there.
Oh, you're past Corvette range, big time. And the same thing goes for the LS9. I mean, remember, that LS9 powers a $120,000 Corvette.
Exactly.
It's a very price-competitive market, especially between the the main market of the Camaro, which is not $40,000 plus.
Yeah.
And if you put an LS9 detuned or not in there, you know it's going to be $50,000 plus, $60,000 plus.
Probably.
I mean, yeah. But the LSA has been what people have been talking about.
Yeah, so that's the same motor that's in the CTSV.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's very, very little development cost. 556 horsepower versus 550 horsepower. 6 horsepower may not be any significant difference to most common Camaro enthusiasts. However, to the person that's comparing numbers, that might be the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, what is it? The V6 Camaro was the 2010 V6 Camaro was 1 horsepower higher than the 2010 V6 Challenger. Was there something like that? And I was told.
And now the 2011 Mustang is 1 horsepower more than the 2010 Camaro, and something like 1 mile per gallon or 2 mile per gallon better.
It gets to a threshold where every extra horsepower is a significant price increase.
Yeah,
it's excruciating on the budget to keep raising and raising, but it's also in the name of competition. Good points here, Phil. Philippe, 35th Anaphil. Anaphil?
Yeah.
Sounds like a headache medicine.
Yeah.
I take Anaphil. 35 of them.
Thanks for sending that in. We encourage everyone to email us and questions like that and stories of things that they find on the web or something like that. Like one of our friends, Tommy, here, he sent us this link to, what is this here? This is Edmund's Inside Line on the Rockford's Firebird spotted in Arizona.
Jim Rockford from the Rockford Files?
Didn't we have a talk about this not too long ago?
We sure did. We talked about famous Camaros and Firebirds.
Famous Camaros, and I think it was the same person who said, pulling a Rockford?
Well, that guy might be literally pulling a Rockford on a trailer.
Exactly. I'll put a link to this in the show notes. It looks like
it's cool stuff.
Someone just pulling it on a bed going down a highway in Arizona.
Yep. Are you restoring a first-gen Camaro? Let's hear about it. Tell us what you're up to. Send us some pictures. We'll post them. We got a new member forum, where people are new. They post a little introduction, and I saw one guy posted. He's working on restoring a 68 Camaro.
Nice.
Very cool. What else is going on here? Oh, our friend, I think his name is Jonathan Kemir. I never did know how to say it.
I don't know either.
He's a longtime member, but his username is Jay Kemire, and he's a terrific photographer. And he posted some pictures of our friends Jordan Musser and his race team, Momentum Race Group photos that he took. He's a professional photographer. And he posted a wallpaper of it that's just awesome.
Oh, yeah. Great photography there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And what makes it even more awesome is if you look right behind the rear tire, is the ever-present Camaro Z28.com logo.
Absolutely.
We are very, very proud to be part of Jordan's team. And keep an eye on them because they're going to be whipping ass. Jordan. Not even giving a crap about taking names. Yeah. They're just going to whip ass. So what else is going on? We're going to just kind of run through a smattering of things here today.
Yeah.
Smattering.
We got a video from one of our longtime friends, Adam Bruce, who runs AutoStream.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really cool. This is a video. They're doing a review of a Camaro versus a Mustang. This is part one of two. And what we'll do is we'll post a link to this in our show notes and go ahead and take a look at this video. It's pretty cool.
I'm
looking forward to part two because part one is they're actually testing the Mustang. Part two, they will be going after the Camaro. So I am definitely looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's a good series and very, very well shot video.
Absolutely.
What else is going around the board here? It's not too often we have we can do this. We can kind of play catch up. Oh, I'm glad I thought of this last minute. Pete Bassica in the Petters Camaro is making some interesting news, as it always does. Pete doesn't hold back on what he's got going on. He helped, I don't know if he helped develop or he just worked with a Carl Witt Buick, which is a dealership here in Michigan, found out that they can mount the CTSV brake system on a 2010 Camaro pretty easily. And it's probably the best possible way to make the new Camaro brake without going to an aftermarket while you know, still remaining factory GM and GM-backed parts. Neat stuff. There's a thread kind of where he outlines everything that's going on. It's not exactly cheap, but compared to other brake manufacturers out there, it's not bad. It's about $2,500 installed, but it's phenomenal braking power.
Well, I guess if you're into road racing and all that stuff, you want some really good brakes. So, of course, that might be one of the routes you would go.
Yeah. I had, you know, the C5 brakes on my 2002 Camaro, and I really liked the upgrade. It was pretty incredible. It was a significant difference. What we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
Now is the right time we do this.
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to CamaroZ28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
God, that's old.
I know. 50,000? That was, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
What are we at now here? Oh, 87,000.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Here's the deal. A friend of ours named Guy, we talked about this earlier in the show too, didn't we? Yeah, with the NT05s, the Nitto tires. He got to spend 4 days with the Camaro SS, and he hasn't so far. He's kind of a fourth gen guy. And he wrote a really, really cool article about where he got to rent a new Camaro SS for 4 days. Chris, we're going to have you link this in the show notes, of course, but just kind of like a summary. The weather was great. He lives in California, so, you know, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah, but he was actually in Pittsburgh, right?
Was he?
Yeah, I think he flew into Pittsburgh to visit
somebody.
Oh, that's
right. There it is. Yep.
And he actually found a Camaro sitting at a rental agency there, so he got it.
I guess he says that he got all sorts of attention. Even though the car has been out for a year now, he says, a driver getting ready to leave actually came up to my car at a stoplight to let me know that he'd save space for me. No, I'm not. And then a homeless guy came over and complimented me on the maroon Camaro SS. Then he asked me for a cigar. got a lot of attention. The Camaro's pretty smooth, surprisingly. Very smooth ride, smooth handling, great power. He's not too thrilled about the dash. Or the rest of the interior.
Or the material, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of a common thing. But the interesting part, since we were just talking about brakes, he says he was rather disappointed in the Brembo brakes, kind of thinking that Brembos are becoming too commonplace.
More of just marketing, like, as a name.
Right, right. I mean, Brembo developing a lower... When you think Brembo? Brembo, you think high-end, incredible stopping power. But this is an OEM application. This is where GM goes to him and says, can you develop a braking system specifically for this car on the consumer level at a consumer price point? You're not getting full-on Brembos.
Right.
You know, you can't. So he's not exactly thrilled about that. But he said on the flip side, he says the criticism of Camaro's handling is also overrated. Now, before I go any further, a lot of people may argue with this, but Guy has done a lot of automotive writing. He's had a lot of opportunity to try a lot of things. So for him to say that kind of means something. It means just as much as the people that aren't happy with it. I'll say that because I know that some people are not happy with the Camaro's handling. It's all subjective. He says that the Camaro SS did everything I wanted to do. Yes, I even threw it around quite a bit. It did squeal where my B4C, he's got a B4C, would have simply bitten and hung on, but I'm also running Nitto NT05s on my B4C as well. The only way of getting more bite is applying liberal amounts of industrial glue to your wheels. found it very well balanced, easy to drive fast, actually very fast, was comfortable to throw around, but definitely doesn't like the interior. His head was hitting the ceiling because he had a sunroof version. The stereo's top-notch, trunk opening, you know, pretty much the same thing that everybody is talking about.
He thought that the stereo system in the Camaro was on par with Ford now.
Nice. And that's a bold statement right there. But he says, altogether, very impressed with it. So check out this review in its entirety. It's very, very well written. It's a short read. It's pretty easy. Yeah. And
we'll link this up in the show notes.
Yeah, good stuff. And thank you, Guy, for posting that. And I'm glad you enjoyed the car. Anything else going on?
We had a member who's been seeing Synergy Green Camaros.
Yeah?
Yeah. And apparently these are hitting the lots. I saw one at my dealership. And he just used a cell phone and grabbed a picture. And it actually came out surprisingly well.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The lighting is great.
It is.
And that's what that's how to see the color the right way is in the lighting.
And it is a cool looking car. I just personally wouldn't own one.
I'm with you 100% on that. When we go to Superfest this year and the Michigan F-Body meet and greet, I'm sure we'll see some there and we'll be able to chat with the owners and see what they think about it. But I'm glad there's some variety out there.
That brings me to an interesting rumor I heard this week.
Uh-oh.
As in a custom color for Camaro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me take a stab. Purple.
Hey, how'd you know?
Really?
That's what I keep hearing.
Purple.
They want to do another custom color, and the next color will be purple.
Why do I feel hate mail coming from Fitz right now? My ears are getting hot.
I don't know. This is what I'm hearing.
Purple.
Yeah.
That could be really cool or really disastrous.
Yeah.
Purple.
Yeah. I don't know. Just a rumor.
Purple with hot pink stripes.
Oh, God. We already saw a hot pink Camaro.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Isn't that Superfest?
I don't know. It's not like
or was it the Northeast Ohio F Body get together?
I think it was. Yeah.
It was one of them. We went to a lot of shows.
If it's done well, I guess it's not my car, so I can appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
Which is not my car.
So.
Purple, huh?
Purple.
Well, if we're right, you heard it here first.
That's
so
right.
You know, wait for that to show up on all the other websites, and then they'll take credit for it as well. It's commonplace.
Yeah, of course.
Well, how much? What are we looking at for time here?
We're about at the end here.
All right. I guess we'll talk more about some stuff next week. But we'd like to get your voicemails. Get your voicemails.
Yeah, call in.
Get your emails. We haven't really gotten any springtime car care tips, and we got prizes to give away.
Yeah.
Crap! Come on, guys.
Don't we still got M&Ms to give away?
I'm just gonna eat them. M&Ms aren't the greatest thing in the world to give away, but they sure are fun. I mean, if you could receive M&Ms in the mail, would you be happy to eat them? Of course you would. So
hell yeah.
You know, give your springtime car care tips before springtime's over. And we move into car washing tips. Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
That's a good one. We could talk about that too, but not yet. So I guess that's it. I want to get out of here and go and work on my car.
Yeah. So let's go.
Let's go. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Let's go while we're young.